Good morning and welcome to this online service of morning prayer on this third Sunday of Epiphany, which we will also be observing as World Leprosy Day. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
God, who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," has caused his light to shine in our hearts, the light which is knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The hymn 196, "O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness." Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
On page 120, the canticle Jubilate.
Be joyful in the Lord.
Psalm 146, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord.
Yea, as long as I have any being, I will sing praises unto my God.
O put not your trust in princes, nor in any child of man.
For there is no help in them.
For when the breath of man goeth forth, he shall turn again to his earth.
And then all his thoughts perish.
Blessed is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help.
And whose hope is in the Lord his God.
Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is.
Who keepeth his promise forever.
Who helpeth them to right that suffer wrong.
Who feedeth the hungry.
The Lord looseth men out of prison.
The Lord giveth sight to the blind.
The Lord helpeth them that are fallen.
The Lord careth for the righteous.
The Lord careth for the strangers. He defendeth the fatherless and widow.
As for the way of the ungodly, he turneth it upside down.
The Lord thy God, O Zion, shall be king forevermore.
And throughout all generations.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the second book of Kings, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would have his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more, when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. On page 130, the canticle, "Herbs Fortitudinis."
Oh,
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 5, beginning at verse 25. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease."
On page 122, the canticle Benedictus.
Oh.
I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your mighty power, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God,
the author of peace and lover of concord,
to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord,
our Heavenly Father,
almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin, or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hymn 213, Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands.
Thank you.
Let us pray. On this World Leprosy Day, we lay before God those with leprosy, and all their needs. We pray for their continued protection against the effects of coronavirus. O Lord God, we pray that all affected by leprosy may be able to receive the help they need at this time. Where many project activities have been stripped back due to restrictions, we pray that you will make a way. We pray for your provision and intervention in shortages of multi-drug therapy, which is the vital cure to leprosy across the world. Protect especially those who have been unable to receive their medication against advancing leprosy complications. This prayer we make in Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray for a greater understanding amongst people generally about leprosy. O Lord our God, we pray for a change in thinking and perception about leprosy. We ask that you may soften the hearts of those who fear and outcast those with leprosy. We pray for a greater understanding amongst people generally about the nature of leprosy. O Lord our God, we pray for a change in the thinking and perception about leprosy. We ask you to soften the hearts of those who fear and outcast those with this disease, and governments who create laws to discriminate against leprosy-affected people. Break down the stigma in communities that creates feelings of worthlessness and shame for those with leprosy. Empower people with leprosy to speak out for their rights and create opportunities for change. This prayer we make in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray that we may show our determination in reaching out in whatever way possible to all who suffer from leprosy. Lord, we thank you that you know each and every person that suffers from this cruel disease. You know them by name. You know their struggles and suffering. May you help us show that same love and compassion to those who are outcasted and rejected by their communities. And inspire us to follow your example and to reach out to those in whatever way we are able. We ask this in Jesus' name. We bring before God everyone in the leprosy mission, not just here in Northern Ireland, but throughout the world. We pray for fundraising staff, administrative staff, doctors, nurses, project managers, and volunteers. Father, we thank you that you have called many to do your work in the leprosy mission, and pray for your continued guidance and provision in all that they do. For those raising funds and awareness for those affected by leprosy, we pray for your inspiration and creativity as they continue to engage and partner with individuals and churches in these challenging times. We thank you for the generosity of supporters and churches here in Northern Ireland last year. And we pray that this may continue throughout the year recently begun. For those working in hospitals and projects, we pray for your protection from the continued effects of COVID-19. We pray into situations of heightened workloads, a build-up in numbers of patients who need care, and funding shortages. We pray for opportunities for workers to rest. That they may experience your peace and comfort in stressful and worrying situations. These prayers we make in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us in any and every situation. We pray for peace and order to return to Ethiopia on the brink of civil war, and for wisdom for government and country leaders. We pray for the leprosy mission team in Nigeria, that they can respond to the immediate needs of those who need it most. And in India, we pray for your provision where there are shortfalls, remembering the safety of staff as the virus has taken team members from them. We remember too their family and loved ones as they grieve, and for the team as they continue to work without their loved ones and valued colleagues. We remember also those speaking out on behalf of those with leprosy and disabilities, advocating for them to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. We pray in particular for these extremely vulnerable people, that they may not be overlooked when the opportunity arises for vaccination. All these prayers we make in Jesus' name. And the leprosy mission prayer. Almighty Father, the giver of life and health, look mercifully on those who suffer from leprosy, Stretch out your hand to touch and heal them as Jesus did during his earthly life. Grant wisdom and insight to those who are seeking the prevention and cure of the disease. Give skill and sympathy to those who minister to the patients. Reunite the separated with their families and friends. And inspire your people with the task set before the leprosy mission, that it may never lack either the staff or the means to carry on its healing work in accordance with your will and to the glory of your name. We ask this for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. And we say the grace.
The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore.
Amen.
Hymn 512, From You All Skill and Science Flow. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I am sure most of us have heard the expression, try walking a mile in my shoes. You may have heard that from someone close to you at home. You may have heard it in work or perhaps from a friend. Wherever you have heard this expression, the reasoning behind it is always the same. It is used to try and bring understanding, to provoke thought and bring a shift in perspective. If I asked you to try and imagine metaphorically walking a mile in the shoes of someone affected by leprosy, I expect you may not know where to start. However, our experiences and challenges encountered as a result of COVID-19 may help us relate and understand on some level the challenges faced by someone affected by leprosy on a daily basis. Across our world, often in places of extreme poverty, leprosy still devastates the lives of so many people. In fact, too many people. Each year, there are approximately 250,000 newly diagnosed cases of leprosy. That amounts to someone, somewhere, every 2 minutes is told that they have leprosy. And 10% of those cases are found in children. And due to the stigma and discrimination associated with this disease, many sufferers hide away, ashamed and afraid to be diagnosed and labeled that they have leprosy. Leprosy is a cruel disease, stripping those affected of their dignity and causing severe physical disability. Leprosy damages the muscle and nerves in the hands, feet, and face. It weakens tendons and destroys the nerve endings, leaving those affected by leprosy with no ability to feel pain. This results in infection, ulcers, and permanent irreversible disabilities. Acting much like a thief that comes in the night to steal, kill, and destroy, leprosy robs sufferers of their jobs, their education, their marriage prospects, and their basic human rights. Like biblical times, it causes social exclusion, and people are outcasts. Our new understanding of isolation and lack of freedom as a result of COVID-19 may give us a slight insight into the life of a person affected by leprosy. We have experienced how a disease can cut us off from our family, friends, and loved ones. We know the frustration of restrictions and how they can prevent us from doing simple things like going to the shops or meeting someone for coffee. For many suffering from leprosy, this is every day of their life. Pushed out of their communities and abandoned by their family, laws which prevent them from having certain jobs, marrying certain people, or even their right to health care. The loneliness and isolation this causes is often amplified by lack of independence and freedom caused by disability as a result of leprosy. This was the case for one Yehu Abraham. His leprosy was undiagnosed for 12 years, and nerve damage resulted in ulcers and eventually the amputation of one of his legs. When hearing of his diagnosis, Yehu's wife abandoned him, leaving him with their 4 children. The fear and stigma associated with leprosy is so much that you would leave your spouse in their time of need. Yehu became increasingly isolated and depressed, and his lack of independence only compounded the trauma of what he was experiencing. He thought he would never be able to leave home again. That was until he received help from the leprosy mission in Nigeria. There, he received the vital cure to leprosy, and the leprosy mission told him when his wounds healed, he would have a free prosthetic leg. However, with a large family and limited finances, he thought he could never afford the trip to Chanchaga Orthopedic Workshop, nor could he afford accommodation when he arrived. That was until Pius, head of programs at the Leprosy Mission, Nigeria, told Yehu that they had guest house accommodation where those receiving treatment could stay and all his travel costs would be covered. On arrival, Yehu was completely overwhelmed by the simple things this guest house had: his own comfortable bed, air conditioning, his own toilet, things he things we often take for granted. At the orthopedic workshop, Yuhu was fitted with a prosthetic leg that was made and perfectly crafted for him. He also received physiotherapy to teach him how to walk again with his new limb. Those first initial steps, despite being difficult and perhaps a bit wobbly, were steps to change in his life and steps to a new beginning. Yuhu said to himself, "This will completely change my life for the better." Yuhu's story reminds us so much of the woman in today's New Testament reading. Here we find a woman known only by her condition. She was isolated and excluded by others, as in the eyes of the law she was, like those suffering from leprosy, unclean. She was in a state of hopelessness, as she had spent everything she had on doctors and seeking a cure to her condition. But instead of getting better, she grew worse. That was until she heard Jesus was passing through her town. Now Jesus was followed by large crowds, so we can picture this woman desperately trying to get through the people. You can almost picture her saying the words to herself, "If I touch his clothes, I will be healed." Every step she took towards him, she knew this was a step closer to healing, a step closer to change, a step closer to freedom. She showed immense faith as she believed all she had to do was touch his cloak, and that would be enough. It was enough, and she was physically healed instantly. She also showed great courage. As she was considered unclean, there would have been serious consequences for her being in such a public setting. She didn't want people to know that she was there. But we may be sure there was also an element of shame and a feeling of unworthiness to even speak to Jesus. This is why Jesus' reaction is so important. He could have carried on and let the woman go unnoticed. After all, he was on the way to heal the daughter of a synagogue leader, someone considered much more important. However, in asking "Who touched me?" and by acknowledging the woman, he showed her love. He showed her suffering personally mattered to him, and she had worth in his eyes. He showed her full holistic care by not only attending to her physical needs, but also encouraging her in her faith and giving her back her stolen sense of worth and right to dignity. By doing this in such a public way, he could tell everyone that her suffering and restraints were free. How beautiful is that? The last words Jesus said to her is, "Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Be freed from the pain, the judgment, the hopelessness and shame." We can imagine when she walked away from this encounter with Jesus. She wasn't bowed down or trying to hide, but walked away quite a bit taller and lighter. Those affected by leprosy live their lives burdened by the physical pain of the disease, but also the rejection and isolation. Like this woman, many spend years seeking treatment for these strange patches on their skin, or for the tingling feeling in their hands and feet, unaware they have leprosy. They spend all they have on doctors and local healers seeking answers. Or stigma around leprosy stops them from coming forward to be diagnosed. This delay brings unnecessary disability, and with it, more isolation and a feeling of worthlessness. Like, as in today's psalm, in Jesus' name, we want to set those who feel poisoned by leprosy free, and lift up those who feel bowed down from the weight of leprosy. Perhaps to the surprise of many, leprosy is completely curable, and disability is preventable. Did you know it costs only £24 to find and cure one person from leprosy? If treated in time, people affected by leprosy can live their life free from leprosy complications. And it is the leprosy mission's dream for no person to suffer the devastating consequences of a curable disease. This is why the leprosy mission's goal of zero leprosy transmission by 2035 must be achieved to ensure this ancient and destructive disease becomes a thing of the past and prevent needless disability for generations to come. Inspired by Jesus and in his name, we want to be able to say to future generations to go in peace and be freed from leprosy and its consequences once and for all. The mission needs our help to get there, now more than ever. As we are unable to meet in church, a collection in church, which normally takes place at this annual service, is not possible. But donations may be made to our respective parochial treasurers, who will forward your donations to the leprosy mission. Or alternatively, you may contribute directly online to the Leprosy Mission of Northern Ireland itself. We can enable steps to change by empowering those affected by leprosy. A donation from any one of us could go towards a prosthetic limb for people like Nuhu and restore their independence. Your gift could help early detection of leprosy and prevent needless disability and suffering. There are so many ways we can enable steps to change. Let us partner with the Leprosy Mission and journey with them to enable steps to change in Jesus' name. Jesus cured leprosy in his lifetime, and we are called to end it in ours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Hymn number 514. We cannot measure how you heal.
Thank you.
Christ, the Son, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. From Thanks and Praise, Hymn 158, We Shall Go Out with Hope of Resurrection. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We thank you for your presence with us during this online service. As already indicated, donations to the Leprosy Mission may be made either directly to the mission on its website, online, or may be sent to our respective parochial treasurers, Patricia Halliday or Hilary Edgar, and they will be forwarded on behalf of our respective parishes to the Leprosy Mission. A reminder that items for the February edition Parish Magazine are now due. Could you please leave any such items with Roger Maxwell or myself today, if possible, please, or as early as possible during the coming week. I expect you are aware that the present restrictions in the light of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic have been extended. So we will continue with our services online. The next of these will be on Sunday, the 31st of January at 10 o'clock, taking the form of morning prayer and the litany. Thank you.